It's International Plastic Bag Free Day today. What are you doing? Are you using any plastic bags? I hope not. Get some out of your cupboard. I know everyone probably has tons of them stuffed in their cupboard, and at least try and do your bit on this day. Well, a couple more questions for our guest, Winston Price, who's a general manager of Eco Polymers. We've been talking to him about the biodegradable or oxy-biodegradable bags. Melanie, you had a great question. Of course, your focus, of course, is on the oceans and on the marine life, isn't it? And you were asking, can the bags... will the bags biodegrade if they end up in the ocean?
Yes, they will. They will degrade in the presence of oxygen, which is in the ocean, and so they will.
And what about if a camel eats it? Will it biodegrade in a stomach?
Over time, yes, but it will probably cause damage before it does. The one important facet of that is to educate people not to leave
not
their
to
bags
do it
in the
desert. First place.
Yeah, definitely.
That's because the bags have to be designed with some life in them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're useless, right? So if that camel, if somebody goes on picnics today and leaves the bag there, and the camel comes along right after and eats it, then it's going to be a problem, right? But then over time, that same bag, if the camel has not eaten it, right, then it will degrade in that desert and rather quickly because of the conditions.
And can you recycle these oxo-biodegradable bags?
Yes, our product makes these bags totally compatible with the principle of the 3 R's. Reduce, reuse and recycle. You can recycle them before they start degrading, so during their useful life, yes, you can.
Oh,
and all
good.
The factories in town are recycling these products.
Actually, I've got three other R's: redesign, refuse, and recover.
Yeah.
I have another one: rethink.
Yes, but the point is we must rethink carefully.
You've redesigned.
We must rethink carefully because, as I said, the alternatives that are being offered in the main are less environmentally friendly and less economical. A paper bag costs 4 times as an equivalent plastic bag.
Even recycled paper?
Recycled paper is probably a bit less. But then again, you're talking about lots of energy and so on to do these processes. So we need to be very careful.
I know. I'm just thinking of the camel. I mean, last show we had about camels, Dr. Ulrich was saying that camel can eat a whole newspaper digested.
Yes.
And so the paper bag would not be a problem in this case. And I know that there are many factories here that are producing recycled paper, the brown one, the rough one that you can use for food. I mean, it would be also very nice to see in the supermarkets your food wrapped in that paper, like in the old groceries. And I hate to see my chicken, my beef staying in those plastic containers for days and days, and then when I go back home I have to throw all that pile of plastic. It's just quite annoying. So I understand that plastic can be fantastic from an economical point of view, but from an environmental point of view, it is something very quite dangerous for the planet health and for our health. What happens in the ocean is terrible. You have over 1 million sea creatures dying every year. There's been an expedition in the oceans where they were fishing every day, constantly opening the stomach of the fish, and they would find these microparticles of plastic in their stomach. As Melanie said, this goes back into our food chain. This is very dangerous. It's not only like the water bottles that has BPA in it. It also goes back to genetically modified almost meat. I mean, at the end, it ends up in our body. We don't know what it can provoke. We all suffer from cancer. Cancer is growing and growing exponentially every year around the world. Unfortunately, plastic at the end is a derivative of oil and petrol, and it's not something that has health benefits. I don't know how to say this. I'd rather spend more money into paper and carton and try to save.
What we're saying is that the environmental footprint of paper is much larger than plastic.
But it's manageable because you do have sustainable managed forests all around the world. And if you see at statistics, actually the impact is not so big.
No,
the problem is producing oil from those trees and carbon from those trees rather than paper.
We've got the study, the UK Environment Agency, which is as objective and as professional as possible. That says what I just said. That's your conclusion. And I will circulate copies of this to you so that you can see that. Okay? So the environmentally, that study is saying that plastic bag is the best best environmental choice. Economically, you mentioned chicken and meat wrapped in paper. Is this practicable? You know, that chicken in that freezer in the supermarket. You can't wrap it practically.
No, of course, we have to go back to a butcher where you go, you choose your piece of meat, they cut it, they wrap it for you in this specific paper, and then you bring it home, put it in the fridge. Unfortunately, we're talking about mass production of food, so it needs to be pre-cut and assembled.
It's a fantastic argument that could go on. I know, I know we're running out of time. However, I do see both sides, and it's certainly enlightened me, Winston, with the research that you've quoted, which is very interesting. But at the end of the day, I think it really comes down to education, as Melanie has been saying, as you also have, Winston, and also the fact that you can reuse these plastic bags.
Yes, and you should.
And you should.
Yes.
So even though they are biodegradable.
Yes.
You know, even though we know now that they will go into water and oxygen, it still doesn't mean that you can throw it away.
No.
It means that we should still encourage an education in the sense that let's reuse and use one of those R's, which is to reuse and to keep using them. And also to use these other bags, which we understand are being produced, which are also biodegradable, but, you know, not just the regular bags. As I said, we're out of time, but it's been an absolute pleasure. I've learned a lot this afternoon, and I hope listeners have too. It's International Plastic Bag Free Day, so once again, why not do your bit? Ask the questions, bring your recycled bags, reuse them, and try not to use plastic today, if you can. Thank you very much to everyone who joined us here. Big thanks to Winston Price, who's the General Manager of EcoPolymers. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
Thanks to Melanie Salmon, who's the founder of Global Ocean. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more about Melanie's work, you can do so by checking out their website, www.globalocean.org.uk. And, of course, as always, a big thanks to Tatiana Abella of goombook.com. Check out their website as well if you'd like to find out more about plastic. There's always some great articles on there as well, and also about where to recycle.
Definitely.
Tatiana, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We won't see you next week. You're away, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But I can always report from
Europe. I hope so. I hope so. We'll be joined online. Very eco-friendly. If you just caught the last end of this programme and you'd like to listen to it in full, then you can do so by checking out our website, www.dubai1038.com. Go to shows, Siobhan Live, and all the podcasts are on that site.